Back here at Bob White, Eric Olson with you on 1360 KOHU. Update on the Romarks men's and Western Wear scoreboard. Now into the fourth inning over at Sunridge Middle School, and it's a 1-1 ball game between the Bulldog and Buckaroo softball teams. It is Hermiston 7, Pendleton 3 here in the top of the fourth. First pitch is a breaking ball inside to Justin Jones from Kobe Alowitz. The relief pitcher for John Klein, who threw two-plus innings, six earned runs on five hits. He walked one, hit two, and struck out three. The 1-0 pitch to Jones. Fastball, swing and a miss. And the count is even at 1-1. Jones 2-for-2. Homer in a single here today. He scored both times. And the 1-1 pitch on the way to him. Breaking ball. Chop foul down the third baseline and down into the corner. 1-2 the count here. After Jones, Jeremy Holden, and Cameron Pollock, the Bulldogs sent 10 to the plate in the third inning. The 1-2 pitch, fastball, chopped just off of the end of the bat, then clipped Jones on the knee, and so he's still alive 1-2 here. Justin's going to kind of walk around, try to shake that one off. We talked about it in the first game. Jonesy, pretty beat up here. He starting catcher coming into the season, but Hamblin has actually ended up catching quite a bit for Hermiston, as Jones' knees are pretty well beat up here as a senior. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, swing and a miss in the dirt. That one's going to skip away from Lebsock, though. Jones heading down to first. Lebsock's throw just in time to get Justin for out number one. So a strikeout recorded by Alowitz. He's actually struck out the last four batters he's faced after walking the first two when he came in relief for Klein and giving up a single to Rood. So Holden, who is 1-for-1 with a double at the plate, and that one skipped under him, just barely missed him. Jeremy actually got hit in that same leg his last time up. He came around to score. The 1-0 pitch, curveball called strike, tee of the count up at one apiece. Cameron Pollock waits on deck for the Bulldogs. One out here in the top of the fourth. The 1-1 pitch to Holden. Fastball. Chopper. Back up the middle of the infield. At second base, Livesey backhands it. The throw to first is not in time. Holden beats it out for the infield single. Livesey made a really good play to backhand that one behind the bag at second. But Holden, too much speed going down the line. Gets the infield single and brings Pollock to the plate with a runner on and one out. In the top of the fourth inning, Bulldogs up by 4-7-3. Holden his lead from first as Lane holds him on. Howlett's first pitch, a fastball strike that he knees in the outside corner. Holden is the most dangerous here. He is 11 of 12 running the bases this season for Hermiston. The one strike pitch, breaking ball, lifted, up into the air, right field. Van Pelt moving to his right into the sun, calls for it, makes the catch. Four out number two. The trees that line the first base side have started to cast shadows here as the sun sets off to the west. But we've got plenty of sunshine. Whole left side of the field. The right side of the infield has started to get covered in shadows. Tommy Bevington checks his swing on a breaking ball in the dirt. Ball one. Holden takes his lead from first, Lane holding him on there. Straight away in the outfield for Pendleton. Van Pelt might be, as the throw goes over to first, you could say in right field, is shading the line just a touch. Leaves a bit of space in right center field here at Bob White. Runner going, fastball, that one's chopped over the left side of the infield. Goes right under the legs of Witten and picked up by Richards at short. That's going to be an error, and runners on first and second. It will be the third error of the ball game for Pendleton. They committed four errors in that first game. They came in to today's activity with 25 errors. Although their season totals are missing the series with the Dallas Wetaka. Now that I look up at the wall here with all the stats on it. Ball down in the dirt to Tate Gabriel on offering number one. That's just to say that some of the Pendleton stats are about four games short. The 1-0 pitch down in the dirt again to Gabriel. The lefty takes it. 2-0 the count. Two down here. Two runners on. Hermiston leads 7-3 in the top of the fourth inning. Gabriel 0-for-1. A strikeout. He walked his last time. 2-0 pitch. Down low, ball four, three. Step ahead of myself. Gabriel was the second batter that Hallowitz faced when he came in. 3-0 the count. Had a throw back over to first. A lobbed one. And Bevington's back in. It's tough to throw one over the head of Tommy Lane over there at first. But Bevington was ready for it. Gets a little dirty and was back in safely. Now the 3-0 pitch. Fastball strike. And apparently Pendleton has decided that Tommy's a little bit aggressive with his lead over there at first as the trail runner. Holden is out on second. 3-1 the count. Two down. And the pitch. Breaking ball. Chopped back to the screen. And the count is full. So 3-2. The runners are going to be going here. Nice smile from Tim Root, who waits on deck as he came over. Gabriel digs back in. Hallowitz comes set. The runner's going. The 3-2 pitch. That one's lined back up into center field. It's going to fall in for a base hit. Holden rounding third. He's going to come in to score. The throw goes back into second, and in there safely is Bevington. That's a good thing for Hermiston, because if Bevington had been out at second, Holden had not scored yet, but the run does count. Bevington is safe at second. Safe on first with the RBI single is Gabriel, and it is now 8-3. Tim Root. And Tim Root, who singled against Hallowitz's first time facing him at the plate. And the first pitch, fastball, lifted the air, shallow right field, long run, Lane going back from first, and it's going to fall in foul territory in front of Van Pelt for strike one. Two outs, so the runners will be going on contact. That one was helped by the fact that the runners were going on the pitch, but it was hit so hard that Reese Merriman was able to get it back into the infield so quickly that Bevington couldn't move up to third on the play. And he was barely back into second. One strike count to Root in the pitch. Breaking ball. Swing and a miss. And the ball diving away from the right-handed hitter. And the count is 0-2. A run in for Hermiston to make it 8-3 here in the top of the fourth inning. Two down. And runners on first and second. Root back in. Hallowitz comes set at the chest. And the 0-2 pitch, breaking ball. That one's lifted there towards center field. Right to Merriman as he moves to his right to make the catch and retire the side. A run for Hermiston on two hits. There was an error and two runners left on base. Bulldogs lead is 8-3 here going into the bottom of the fourth inning. It'll be Van Pelt, Madsen, and Richards. 8-9 in the top of the lineup for Pendleton. And against a new pitcher, as Tyler Schwerzy out there in relief after this 60-second break for 1360 KOHU. Going into the home half of the fourth inning here at Bob White, Hermiston 8, Pendleton 3, and a pitching change for the Bulldogs. Junior lefty Tyler Schwerzy is going to come in. He'll face Sean Van Pelt, Chaz Madsen, and Lane Richards. 8-9 in the top of the lineup. Schwerzy just got cleared to pitch in the last series. He threw last Tuesday in Hood River. An inning and a third. He faced five batters. Hood River was 1-for-4 against him. So Tyler ended up walking one batter that he faced. He faces a lefty to start things off. And it's a fastball strike delivered there by Sean Van Pelt. A great opportunity here for Schwerzy. Thought he was going to be done for the season just a couple of weeks ago with a knee injury. The 0-1 pitch, down and away, and the count is 1-1 now to Van Pelt. Schwerzy comes in to Tim Rude's spot in the lineup, which is due up to lead off the fifth inning for Hermiston. The 1-1 pitch on the way. Down to the dirt, skips away from Hamblin, back to the backstop. No damage done, nobody on. And so the count is 2-1. Tyler got hurt during football season in the game against the Dalles Wetonka. Just a devastating knee injury. The 2-1 pitch, fastball, called strike two to even the count up to the designated hitter, Van Pelt. He was playing on offense at the H-back position and just got a guy to buckle under him. That one's down in the dirt, and the count is full, 3-2. And it was a full tear and a partial tear to the two ligaments. And so it's been a long battle back for Schwerzy. The full count pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Van Pelt goes down swinging. Second time he's struck out here today, and Schwarzy starts off his first appearance against Pendleton since last season the right way. Tyler was that number two starter a year ago for Hermiston in the rotation. And now he's going to face Chaz Madsen, and the lefty deals. Fastball strike. Strike one, way to start. Schwarzy's windup and the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball. Just misses high here to Madsen, who is 0-for-0. He walked his first time up back in the second inning. We're here in the bottom of the fourth now. One out in the 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball called strike two. Bulldogs lead 8-3. And now it's a 1-2 count. Madsen waits. Actually fixes his hat. Schwarzy peers in to get the sign from Hamblin. Now time is called. That was quite a delay there. Madsen eventually decided he needed to step out for a second and get back in. Probably a good decision by the righty for Pendleton. And now the 1-2 pitch. Fastball. Misses high and outside. Purposeful pitch out of the zone there. That count is 2-2 as Madsen wasn't fishing. Schwarzy now quicker with this delivery. The 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball down and inside to the righty. And the count is full, so two batters in a row. He goes full on. The leadoff hitter, Lane Richards, on deck. Schwarzy kicks and deals. The 3-2 pitch. Fastball swing and miss. Strike three. Schwarzy struck out two batters in a row now. And there's two away in the bottom of the fourth inning. You just, as a Hermiston fan, you can't help but feel great about this one. Because Schwarzy has worked so hard to get back, and a couple of weeks ago, the prognosis was that he might not be back until midway through Legion season this summer. First pitch on the way. Richards lines that one in the air towards right field. Long run out there for Jones. It's going to carry out a play. So Jones moved from short out to right field. Schwarzy comes into Rude's spot, who started this game in right field, and Almaguer goes from the hill back to shortstop. 0-1 the count here to Richards, who is 1-for-1 today. He walked his last time. Has a single as well. Shows bunt, bunts at third base side, and it will go over towards the Pendleton dugout. And now the count is 0-2. Tyler walks back up the hill, takes a big breath. Holds the ball in the glove in his right hand. Left hand down at his side. Now he's got the sign. Adjusts the ball, winds and delivers the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball down to the dirt. That'll skip away from Hamblin over to the first base side. And the count is now 1-2. Brent Madsen, the head coach, hops out of the dugout to get that one. Flips it back to Jamie Fisher, the home plate umpire. Schwarzy's got his sign. The lefty kicks and deals. The 1-2 pitch. Changeup misses outside. And now the count is 2-2 to Richards. The junior is the captain for this Pendleton team and the leadoff hitter. He won the last game with a 3-run homer in the fifth. The 2-2 pitch to him. Down inside, and it hit him. No, they're going to say that Richards leaned into it. And so it's just a ball. They're going to say that he kicked his knee out into that one on purpose to get hit. And so Jamie Fisher calls him back and puts him back in the right-hand batter's box. 3-2 count for the third consecutive batter. Schwarzy struck out the first two. He kicks and deals the 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Chop off the end of the bat over the first base side. And we'll reset and do 3-2 all over again here in the bottom of the fourth. Bulldogs up 8-3. Richards was 3-for-4 in that first game, and he drove in six. Really, he drove an 8, but 2 were unearned. Schwarzy kicks and deals the 3-2. That one's grounded over the right side. Picked up by Gabriel. He'll race to first. Beat the leadoff hitter, Richards. And that will retire the side. Tyler Schwarzy, a 1-2-3 inning with a couple of strikeouts. We'll go into the fifth. The Bulldogs lead is 8-3. It will be the spot that Schwarzy is in the lineup. Then Hamblin and Campbell do up 7-8-9 for Hermiston after this 60-second break on 1360 KOHU.